What's the best way to increase productivity? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 proven models that can help you get more done in less time and do it in a much better way. So grab your notepad, pens and papers. I'm going to share with you everything that I know, a lot of stuff that I've learned from very successful people coming your way in a short little podcast. Let's dive in. Okay, so the first thing is clarity. You need to be very clear on what you want, because if you don't know where you want to go, you can might as well go anywhere, and that's not going to be productive. Yes. So even before you take the road and get on the road, you're going to be using Google Maps if you have to reach some particular destination. So the same thing happens in life, and I want you to note down these 6 areas of life. First thing is you need to know what is your vision. What is your clarity? What clarity do you have in your vision? Okay, vision for the future. That's the first one. Second is, what is the lifestyle that you want? Okay, so vision is more to do with the impact that you want to create in the world. Be clear on that. 2 is, what kind of a lifestyle do you want to live? That means, how do you want to get up? Where you want to get up in the morning? What kind of activities do you want to do? And how do you want to do your work? So you need to define how your day is going to be from an ideal lifestyle perspective. So you need to be clear on your day, on your lifestyle. 3 is, you need to be clear on how much money do you want to make. A lot of people neglect this and they feel, okay, any money is good, more money is good, but more money is not a specific number. It's not a specific number value there. So you got to set a number there, and once you hit that number, you can always keep increasing that. You need to keep moving from one peak to the next. And you need to be clear on your health goals. Just making money is not the end all of life. Okay, you got to also take care of your body. So be very clear on how you want your body to be, how you want to engage with your family, clarity in your family life, and also clarity in your spiritual life, because that is going to be the grounding to everything that you build. So the first point, or the first thought model which I'm going to share with you, is to increase your productivity is to be clear on these 6 elements: on your vision, on your lifestyle, on your money, health, family, and spirituality. So once you get this done, and once you get this clear, then you can move on to the second model for increasing productivity, which is called multiplication through subtraction. All of you note this down. If you want to multiply results and productivity in every aspect of your life, you have to subtract those things which are pulling you down. And it all starts with decluttering your physical space. How your home is, how your office is a direct representation of what is in your mind and your emotional state. If I walk into a house and if I see the house is just cluttered with all kinds of stuff and things are not in its place, not in order, I can clearly say that the person who's owning that house, they have things not in order, even mentally and emotionally as well. So your physical space is a representation of your mental space. So the multiplication through subtraction is by making those conscious decisions to declutter your physical space, making it clutter-free. For example, I'm a minimalist. I have very few things for myself, and that's more than enough, and my office space is, I like to keep it very clean and clutter-free, and that is a representation of what's also in my mind, and that really helps me be very productive in whatever I do, okay? And I remember, because the days that I was not taking care of my physical space, that would directly reflect in my bank account, in my business, in my relationships, and every aspect of life. Trust me, everything is connected in this world, okay? You cannot think that this is not connected with how much money is in your bank account, okay? The more friction you have in your life, the lesser chance that you'll be able to be productive, okay? So starting with the decluttering physically, then next is you got to declutter your mental space, you got to declutter your digital space, and declutter your emotional space. So multiplication through subtraction, there are 4 elements to it: physical, mental, digital, and emotional. When it comes to decluttering digital space, look at your phone. How many apps are there? How many pop-ups are you getting on a daily basis? Look at your laptop, on your desktop. How many apps and icons are there? Is that cluttered? Declutter all of that. When it comes to mental is more to do with, what are the thoughts running at the background of your mind? What's creating that mental friction? Okay, is somebody troubling you? Is some situation troubling you always? Because when you're in that mind, you cannot be productive. You're going to be stuck in that world. Okay, and when it comes to emotional, it is again connected to mental, but it is slightly more on a deeper level, which is affecting your self-worth, which is affecting your state of being, where you really don't feel so good about yourself. And all of these are like red flags. In case they are all cluttered over here, these are all red flags for you to be aware of and to subtract from your life. Okay. So the second thought model to increase your productivity is multiplication through subtraction. And subtraction of the four elements or the four areas, which is the physical, mental, digital, and emotional. Now, the third thought model to increase your productivity is to stop multitasking. Because multitasking, some people have this badge of honor and they wear this badge saying that, hey, I can multitask. But actually, there's a lot of research that has been done on this. You can go and look it up on Google, which says that people who multitask, their IQ is actually lower than people who don't. In fact, people's IQ can lower more than those who are smoking marijuana. Okay, so people who smoke up, yeah, their IQ is, they get lethargic, they get, you know, they get really lazy and stuff like that. And the same thing happens in the brain when somebody is multitasking. They may seem very, very productive, but actually the state of the mind, the intelligence quotient drops. So the third thought model is you got to stop multitasking and you need to start working in chunks of at least 90 minutes to 2 hours. So for example, in my case, when I start a job, when I start to do some work, very focused work, even now when I'm recording this podcast, my phone is on flight mode. I don't have any distractions. I'm just completely focused on this. In fact, I did 30 minutes of preparation for this particular podcast without any distractions. So when you're working in chunks of 90 minutes to 2 hours without any distractions and putting your flight, in fact, disable all the notifications on your phone and keep it really focused on the activity that you're doing, that's going to help you be much more productive. Because every time you get a distraction while you are in the middle of your work, it's going to technically take you around 20 minutes to get back into the same state of flow that you were in full focused mode. And that's why it's very important for you to stop multitasking, which is the third productivity thought model. Number four is a big one. The fourth thought model is learning to say no. Stop being a people pleaser. And the big problem in today's day and age is those who keep saying yes, 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 yes to every single thing. Like somebody calls you, hey, can you call me right now? You say yes. Can we meet tomorrow? You say yes. Can you do this for me? You say yes. And the more you bring in other people's agendas into your life, what's going to happen is you are going to be living your life based on other people's agendas. And when you're having a hard time to say no, there's no way that you're going to be productive because you are on somebody else's agenda. So learning to say no will happen when you are very, very clear on what you want in your life first. And most people who do not know what they want in life, they end up falling into other people's lives, you know, designs. In fact, there's a beautiful quote, you know, if you cannot design your own life, you'll be in somebody else's design. Okay, so you got to design your life. And learning to say no is one of the hardest things that even I faced because I didn't want to hurt people. I didn't want to make people feel bad. And now, when you ask me if I cannot do something, if somebody comes to me, I say, hey, I won't be able to do it. I'm so sorry. I don't have the time for this. Okay. It may hurt a little bit initially, or it may feel a little awkward because if you're thinking about what they will think about you over a period of time, I realize those people actually respect me more because I'm respecting my time more. And I'm giving a straight answer. It is not a gray zone. It is either a yes or a no. If it's yes, I'm very sure about it. If it's no, I'm very sure about it. Okay. So learning to say no is the fourth thought model for being much more productive than you can ever be, okay? Number five is a little counterintuitive thing. And my thought process to productivity is you do not need technology to be productive. Because a lot of people think that being productive is setting up all of these project management systems, all these latest apps and these to-do apps and all this stuff. Honestly speaking, I don't use any of those apps. I just try to keep it simple and as simple as writing what I need to do on a simple notepad, okay? On a simple notepad. And that itself is more than enough for me to get things done because I don't want to have a big checklist of activities on my daily to-do list. It has to be only one big task per day. And all of you note this down. One big task per day. And how do you find out this one big task? See, you have three kinds of tasks. You have non-productive activities, which is like browsing, checking out the internet, social media, casual browsing, talking to friends, watching TV, all the stuff that's actually non-productive would come under one bucket. The second bucket is productive activities, which is your, you know, the important activities that you do on a daily basis. Like in my case, you know, recording audio podcasts like this, recording videos, building up my systems, tracking my accounts, checking my statistics of my advertising campaigns, all of that would be under productive tasks, which is the second category. The super productive tasks are those tasks which are the high impact, high income producing activities in my business, which would mean like conducting webinars, training my teams to do stuff, building systems that can scale. All of these where I do the activity once, but it's going to have a compounding effect in the future, that's super productive tasks, okay? So coming back to the quantum thought process, okay, or the model for growth, number 5 is, when I say you don't need technology to scale and be more productive, what I mean to say is you need to bring it down to one big task per day, which is a super productive activity, and you just get that done. For example, one of my tasks for today was to record this podcast, okay? And because this is one big task for today, which I know hundreds of people are going to listen to it, and it's going to change their life. So it's going to have a quantum effect, not immediately, but many years down the line. Because even if one person, even if you're listening to this, if you are able to implement this in your life, these 5 thought models here, and if you are able to take this and implement this, and if you're going to grow in your business, I've done my job in this podcast. So it all comes down to these 5 thought models. And just to recap the thought models, first thought models, you need to have clarity. Clarity in your vision, in your life, in your lifestyle, in your money, health, family, and spirituality. Second thought model is multiplication through subtraction. Removing all the clutter from your physical world, from your mental world, from your digital world, and the emotional world. Number 3 is to stop multitasking and to start working in chunks of 90 minutes to 2 hours to complete one task. Number 4 is a big one, which I said, learning how to say no to things so that you can take control over your life. And number 5 is you do not need technology. You just need to focus on one big task per day, keep it simple, and get things done. Okay, so just to leave, I want to just give you another formula just to close in this podcast is this. If you have a task to do, first think about how you can delete it. If you cannot delete it, then think about how you can automate it. If you cannot automate it, think about how you can delegate it. If you cannot delegate it, think about how you can outsource it to somebody. And if you still cannot outsource it, then do that task. And then you will be super productive. So I hope I've answered the question. What's the best way to increase productivity? Is apply these 5 thought models. Wish you all the best. If you want to learn more about this and learn how you can scale your business online, go to sage.co/freedom and let's meet up live in my next webinar. And if you're listening to this podcast on my blog or anywhere else, please share your comments below on what was your biggest learning and biggest takeaway from this. And I would love to read your comments. Cheers, God bless, and have a phenomenal day. Bye-bye.